mind that, you know, maybe as a team you get 10 grade A scoring chances in a game, but there's so much more to the game, and I think that's where Tyler had to get better at, and he's done a good job. So we'll see. We'll see if he's ready for the games and how he handles that, and he has to stay healthy. Like you said, you mentioned he missed a lot of games because of injury last year, but he looks healthy, he looks great, and I think he's excited to go.
When you talk about the power play, Coach, is it important to you to have two very I mean, obviously you want your best that you can get out of those two units, but is it important that they're both good and even, or is it okay to have one that's a little bit more dominant than the other?
Well, if you could, you'd like two good units, and we're trying to establish that right now, and we have in practice, and we've set up some competitions between the different units, so there's some intensity to it, and I thought there was a little too much intensity last week. you know, we had guys going at it pretty good. So.
And it just seems to me, the way the game is played now, and the way the rules keep coming in to speed up the game,
right,
that you're dealing with a lot of more fatigued players throughout the game, and so to have two good units out there and to be able to throw either one of them out at any time, I would say, is quite an advantage.
Well, it's huge. I mean, you know, a lot of times you'll have your best players draw a lot of the penalties, and if they've had a long shift and you've got to come back with you know, another unit, right, you have to make sure they're capable of scoring. You just don't want to throw them out there to waste a minute. So, so that's what we're getting to, and I think with our team and with the players we have, that we should have two solid units on the power play this year.
Well, we have so much to talk about. I want to go through some of the rule changes with you. Also, what you think about the other WCHA teams coming into this first weekend of play. And, of course, we'll chat with Damon Witten in just a little bit here, too. But just so excited. And I know a lot of people are heading down to the series this weekend, and we want to make sure everybody drives safely on the way down. But be loud in that building, because it'd be great to really kind of you know, get that Husky fan base down there again, as we've had in the past.
Well, we have, and I think we will this weekend. And it's an easy trip over to the Sioux. You know, it's a good time of year with not the snow coming yet.
Right.
I don't think we'll have it, but no, it's
was
a good.
Was that 2 years ago? Where it was just terrible.
Yeah, it was.
We had to come back.
And
you guys
back.
Had to stay.
I think it was last year, actually.
Was it?
So, but anyway, yeah, it should be good. The Sioux's a neat little place, and like I said, we'll be ready to go. It should be exciting hockey, and it's league hockey right off the get go.
It is, and the email address to ask a question to Coach Mel Pearson is dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Damon Witten will join us in just a moment. It's the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger, stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty, crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. The Huskies opening up their season this weekend at Lake State University. Taffy Abel Arena is where the Huskies will be Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Saturday is the first day that any NCAA Division I hockey team can play a contest, and that is why it is Saturday and Sunday for that series. We are joined by Damon Witten, the new head coach of the Lake State Lakers. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Dirk. Great talking hockey with you this morning.
Yeah, this is not bad at all. First game against the Huskies Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and Coach Pearson, of course, is here. And I guess, how are things going so far, Damon, with the transition with your team and getting used to your team, getting set for the season?
Well, I think same like any coach right now. We just want more time. I mean, you know, the rules are what they are, so we're doing as best we can to put in what we can. We're a little concerned, you know, hearing the talk out of Houghton and what coach thinks about his squad there this year and, you know, their goals for the year, and then we've got about 8 hours to prep for that. So, you know, I wish we had more time, but our guys have done a really good job. We've got a real good senior class and a real good leadership group that have really taken this over for us because of our limited amount of time. So we feel probably as best as we can for the situation that the rules dictate.
You got four goaltenders on the roster, I think, Damon. Talk a little bit about your net minding coming into this first weekend, if you could.
Yeah, well, it's a big question mark for sure. You know, I think every team we're going to play will speak about that with their team, I'm sure. Just unproven at this level. We've got no collegiate starts in our four guys. Pete McGarry-Otis transferred from Ohio State, so he does have some time in a couple different college programs. And then the two freshmen, Kevin Aldridge and Gordy Dayfield, are both coming off championship years. One up in Fairbanks in the North American League, and Gordy Dayfield and Coquitlam in the BCHL. So they're coming in, you know, with some good marks out of junior hockey and some championship hockey, which we always love as coaches. So it's a wide-open competition right now. Our fourth guy, Aaron Davis, was on campus as well last year and got some practice time in with the team. But, you know, it's probably those three main guys right now looking to win that starting job come Saturday night.
Hey, good morning, Damon. It's Mel here. How are you?
Good, Coach. How are you?
Good. Well, obviously, you know, we're looking forward to coming over there. And my question for you, everybody asked me my first year was, what do you find the biggest difference between, you know, going from an assistant coach to the head coach so far over there?
Well, it's funny you ask, and you alluded this to Billy and I all the time. Just, you know, it never stops. It just, you know, as an assistant coach, you can kind of just figure some things are running and cruising on their own. But as a head coach, you know, it always comes to you. So whether it's, you know, just a Saturday night hoping things go well, or ordering the color of the shoes, or, you know, anything, paint colors, it's just nonstop. So that, I talked to Rick Conley a couple of weeks ago, and Rick said, you know, it does get better. Once the puck drops, you know, you kind of narrow your focus, and now it's at least, you know, maybe 80% hockey instead of, you know, color of the shorts or color of wallpaper or whatever. So we're excited to kind of get going and just narrow that focus and be a little bit more about hockey. But that's been the big thing. It's kind of nonstop. You're hit from all angles, you know, media and decisions on non-hockey stuff, and that's kind of been the big distraction so far through this transition, probably especially.
Damon Witten is with us, the new head coach of the Lakers, who the Huskies will be battling this weekend down at Taffy Abel Arena. Talk about your senior leadership coach, and how much are they helping you with this transition?
Well, we've relied on them a lot. I mean, that's been huge, and we tried to delay voting for captains as long as we could so that we could get to know our players and the new guys. We've got a pretty big freshman class, and it's probably one of the few times I've been on a team that our captain, Andrew Domet, got a vote from every single guy in our team, and nearly every single guy identified him as the sole leader of this team or the number one ranked leader on this team. So it was overwhelming with Andrew Domet and even the rest of our leadership group. It was very overwhelming in their votes. So they've done a great job for us. They're definitely known as the leadership of our team. And we've tried to put a lot on their plate to help teach some of the things, some of the changes we want to put in style or into place, and really just to set the tone for us. So we've appreciated the job they've done. And, you know, so far they've done a great job with that. So hopefully that continues as we get into it. And they're really a good liaison between the players and then our coaching staff.
Oh, good, Damon. How? I mean, obviously, with change, there's some excitement over there. And do you see it? And do you sense it? And you know, just talk a little bit about maybe the crowds this weekend and the excitement over it in the Sioux.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, it wasn't too long ago there, Coach, where you took over, and it was very similar. I mean, people here are excited for it for sure. We had, piggybacking off of the season start you guys did over there. We started a Laker hockey launch that ran last night. I think we had about